So it's our 10th year anniversary. Started the chamber, restarted actually back in September 2010. At the end of that month, there's a little celebration at the Ski Hall of Fame. Elizabeth Peterson was our first director. The first original board, some of the original boards, Paul Argall, Paul Bonetti, Sandy Sundquist, Charlie Anderson. So there's like some names that have been movers and shakers on the West End for a long time. And,
right.
Really went to help get the chamber started up again.
So it's 10 years. You've got some commemorations happening. There, of course, you know, as we are doing everything a little differently due to the pandemic, but you are doing some recognitions and more. What's going to be happening?
Yeah. So typically we do a featured night where a sit down dinner we'll go to, you know, and do all the awards and all the updates at that time. So this year we're not doing that. What we're going to do is kind of a full week of celebration. So starting October 5th through the 9th, we'll be kind of rolling out some new stuff on our website, social media, kind of just the history of the chamber in the past 10 years, how it's kind of affected the area, how it's influenced. Our mission is building great businesses, great communities, and great places to experience the Western Marquette County.
And well, 10 years, I mean, there's been a lot of different things that have come and gone and new initiatives and whatnot. And that's kind of the whole process, isn't it, is to kind of get that going and, right. and commemorate that.
Yeah. And then featuring on October 8th, we're going to do our annual awards. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've done for the past 10 years. So this year, you know, we have some really fun awardees coming up. There's quite a few that were, nominated. And just the selection of it all was a fun process.
Bob Hendrickson is in the studio with me. I'm Walt Lindela, and he is the executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Mingani Area Chamber of Commerce. You are celebrating 10 years right now. You've got activities next week that are going to be happening online. But big part of that also is an opportunity for folks to bid on some things and some prizes and services and whatnot from the West End. And this is also a fundraiser for the agency.
It is. Yeah. So one of the things that we've always done with this, our membership is our primary driver for our funding. However, we need to supplement that with fundraising, with events, and we haven't had any of those this year. So we've traditionally have had this as part of our budget. So with the fundraising this year, we're going online with an online auction site. We've been gathering prizes up. We'll have those through October 5th through October 9th that you can bid on it. Go to our website, gincc.org. We'll have a link right on the front page there, loading that up today. We'll have a $1,000 travel voucher from Holiday Travel. So once we get traveling again, you know, that'll be available. $2,500 TV6 ad package. So that'd be a great piece for a business to bid on. A two-night stay at Maple Ridge Resort. And just an array of other items that we'd be putting online.
And this all, as you say, is a fundraiser for the chamber, which a lot of times people hear Chamber of Commerce, they think certain things, maybe a political angle or an advocacy group or something. Right. You're really a local business coordinating group more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, technically we're a nonprofit.
Yes.
We're a 501c6. It's not because we weren't eligible for any of the PPP or any of this additional monies. We had an EIDL loan that we were able to get, but we decided not to take debt to pay debt at this time. So we eliminate expenses through the year. We're on track financially. We're in healthy shape.
That's good.
You know, and that really shows that our membership, we have a strong membership base that'd be able to get through this. So, so as we are, I mean, we are a community supporter, a business support. We enhance the voice of the area that we have. We serve Ishpeming, Nagani, and then the 9 surrounding townships. So we go all the way out to Mishigami and work with them also.
And a lot of businesses there. And it's been 10 years. And of course, you've got the virtual activities coming up next week. And you've got all of the online bidding. And this is all available at your website, which is?
Yep, gincc.org.
And how can they get a hold of you? Phone numbers and address and all of that.
Yeah. So if you guys want to stop in, we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right in the parking lot of the Jubilee Foods in West Ishpeming. Give us a call at 486-1111.